Hi, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our Advent series, looking at the coming of the Messiah, that he has come and is coming again. And we talked about prophecy, how God made predictions about the future. And in Genesis 12, and also in Genesis 22, he talked about how the coming Messiah would come through the line of Abraham. He made a promise to Abraham that all of the nations would be blessed by him. Then in Jeremiah 23 and in Ezekiel 37, God makes a promise that the king will actually come from the line of David, and that king will sit on the throne forever and will rule the world with truth and with righteousness. So how will God pull all that together? How will he come through Abraham? How will he come through David? Well, if you open up to Matthew chapter 1, you see a genealogy of Jesus. And in that, a lot of people tend to skip the genealogy, but I just want to draw attention to a couple of things here in Matthew chapter 1. The first line there says, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So Matthew is opening up his gospel saying, listen, let me tell you how that happened. Let me tell you how God fulfilled his promises, his prophecy from the Old Testament. And he goes on and says, Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and of Zerah, and whose mother was Tamar. Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Now think about that line there. God is making it clear that he brought from Abraham through his line all the way down to David, all the way down as you continue on through the genealogy as it goes down to Jesus. And it just shows that God is sovereign. How does he work all these things out? How does he make them happen? I don't actually know that. I just know that God's sovereignty works all good things for his good and pleasing will. And I think what's important to us to look at, and something we talked about on Sunday, was that God's character is on display throughout all of history. God's mercy and grace are on display. When you look at that first part of the genealogy, you're going to see some names in there that are very difficult. That you would think if you're going to make up a religion, if you're going to make up a genealogy, you would leave some of these names out. One is Judah. Judah was the son of Jacob, and Judah's sons had married Tamar and passed away, and Judah promised to take care of her. He didn't. She dressed up like a prostitute to trick him, ends up being pregnant by him, and that's in Jesus' line. Rahab was a prostitute, a Canaanite prostitute who helped the spies who were coming in to Jericho. She's in the line. Ruth, she married Boaz. Ruth was a Moabite woman who had been widowed and found a kinsman redeemer in Boaz. But Ruth was a Moabite. If you look at the history of the Moabites, it's not a good one. And then it really kind of puts a line in there about David was the father of Solomon, who was the son of Uriah's wife. Doesn't mention Bathsheba there, but it makes it clear, Matthew points out, that David had fallen into sin with Uriah's wife. Now, I bring this up because it shows the character of God, that he has mercy and grace, that those who you would think would be left out, it's just not how God is. God operates through people that he's trying to make a point through, that he can do all things with broken vessels like you and I. And it really is a testament to his character, that he is a merciful and graceful God. And we get the benefit of that. And I think no matter where you're at, obviously this all leads to Jesus, that he's a central figure in all of history. And it all points to him. And I think for you and I, that makes us realize that it's not all about us. It's all about Jesus. So wherever you're at today, I just want to challenge you with that and say, you know, are you looking at your life and thinking, you know, I'm not worthy. God can't use me. If that's what you think, I would just challenge you in that and say, that's not who God is. And it's not about you anyway. We are to offer our lives to God, that he can use us for his good and pleasing will, that he will show his character through our lives. Lord, I pray that would be the case, that you would use us to demonstrate your grace and mercy, that you would use our brokenness to show off who you are. Wherever you're at, just take a second to talk to the Lord. I just want to thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Have a wonderful week.